Episode 138.
When you look at other professions that are out there outside of our industry, doctors, lawyers, bankers, you name it, I don't know of any professionals that walk in through the front door and ask for an application or answer a Craigslist ad. And so that to me is pretty telling, that, you know, maybe there's a better way for us to be finding, you know, finding the right kind of talent. So we're educating them about the entire process, you know, and we use the analogy of like matchmaking, like match.com. You know, as we're building a profile for them, I'm building a profile for the technicians, and we're really, again, just going back and trying to find the right fit. And when we find that right fit for these shop owners, I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. They've, you know, some of the feedback that we get is during the interview process, you know, they are just more relaxed than they've ever been in the interview process because they're not talking about the things that they really don't enjoy talking about.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriato here, and I hope this episode 138 finds you going strong and building a great career in business. You are in for something new when it comes to hiring and retaining technicians with Mr. James Snyder. This episode is brought to you by Federal-Mogul Motor Parts. Search for parts, get the latest technical updates, and sign up for their new Garage Rewards loyalty program at their all-new website, fmmotorparts.com. And who doesn't like rewards? Hey, the show notes created for each episode is another great resource for you. Each audio episode has a companion show notes page that brings additional biographical information on my guest, along with additional pictures and links mentioned in the episode. Let me tell you how easy it is to find the show notes. You know the website's URL is remarkableresults.biz. Now you just need to insert a slash at the end and then an E. Yes, the E stands for episode, and then insert the episode number. So, for example, today's episode with James Snyder would be remarkableresults.biz/E138. So never hesitate to check out the show notes for each episode. Enjoy. Now meet James Snyder from AutoCareCareer.com and AutoTechCareer.com. AutoCare Career was started by James, a shop owner and a master tech, to help both owners and technicians. AutoTech Career is a company that strives to improve the quality of life for automotive technicians by being a resource to help them with the next step in their careers. James Snyder is looking to have a positive impact on the industry, and he says, "We don't win until both the repair shop and the technician win." Sure, you may have used a recruitment agency to find a new tech or even to find yourself a new job. You may have placed an ad on Craigslist or Indeed or even put up a sign in your shop window. No doubt an industry-wide problem. Here are a few highlights on why you need to keep on listening. Ever consider the ROI on the value of a tech to your business and the lost revenue and customer service issues when you lose a tech and you see no quick fix on the horizon? Also, a big fact from the majority of my former guests is that there's a technician shortage. James agrees, but he says he's found a big supply of techs looking for work. James Snyder started the business out of necessity. As a shop owner, he needed to find a better way to hire and recruit new talent and learn why professionalizing interviewing and recruitment techniques must change if we are to hire the right people. There's so much more packed into this interview. You're going to need to get out your digital note taker or your yellow pad. There's no loss of strong ideas. Now, here we go. A warm welcome to James Snyder from AutoCareCareer.com and AutoTechCareer.com, and also shop owner. James, are you ready to go on point?
I am ready, Carm.
I know you're a fan, and I thank you so much because we talked and you said you listen. And you're not on because you're a fan. You're on because you're doing something really neat. You said to me, "Carm, I can't believe it. I listened to every episode, and sooner or later, by the end of the episode, someone mentions, well, that damn tech shortage that we have going on." And so when I heard about you, what you were doing at AutoTechCareer.com and AutoCareCareer.com, I was fascinated, and I had to have you on. So what's going on with this incredible insight that you're putting together?
Well, you know, the old adage of, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention, and or innovation, I should say. Necessity is the mother of all of innovation. You know, we started the company really because we were just trying to fulfill our own needs. You know, as multi-shop owners, you know, we knew that one of the biggest issues with us being able to grow is really going to be our ability to find, recruit and attract, qualified talent, for our business. And so that was something that we set out to figure out a solution to. And as we did that, we figured out that, we're pretty good at it. And so we started helping other shop owners, and we've even, hired multiple recruiting companies to help us out. And we've had just very marginal success with those companies. So I started interviewing some of the owners and the managers of these companies and trying to figure out why. You know, why are they having such a hard time, working with shop owners, recruiting technicians? I mean, what is really going on? And so that's really how the company got started.
What did you find? Why were they struggling to find talent, which seems to be not a typical method that shop owners would use? But what was their struggle?
Yeah, well, there was a couple things. I mean, obviously, there's the what we all recognize as a supply and demand issue. So there's huge demand, not a lot of supply of the technicians. But the more we started digging, the more we realized that there is still a significant amount of supply that's out there. There's a lot of technicians that are looking. The problem, though, is that technicians haven't historically really looked at their career as an overall career development plan, a career process. Maybe the last time they met with someone who talked about their career was in high school or vocational or junior college. And they haven't really had that conversation since then, and maybe haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. So that's something that they're not used to being recruited. They're not used to that part of the process. Then on the other side of it, with the shop owners, the shop owners historically have used things like Craigslist, Indeed, Facebook, referrals, vendors, all things that, have worked in the past. But as time moves on and the supply-demand issue changes, that becomes less and less effective. And so in the past, they haven't needed to really rely on having recruiters be able to help them out. But now it's becoming, a lot more popular, and they're needing that help more.
You just said technicians are looking. So why are they looking?
Well, they're looking because, they're starting to realize that, the world is a little bit bigger than maybe the corner that they've been hiding out in. There's a couple things that are going on. One is we see with a lot of the technicians that are at the dealerships, they have historically, maybe a misconception about independent in the aftermarket world. And, they're taught that, they're small little shops, they're just dirty, greasy places to work and low pay, no benefits, and things like that. And, they don't have the right tooling and the resources, and they work on everything under the sun. And, and they're finding out, and we're helping them realize that there's thousands of shops that are out there that are completely the opposite of that. And so we're helping them change their perception about that. So that's something that is starting to happen, is they're starting to realize that the dealership world is really wearing them out. And of course, not all dealerships function that way, but a lot of them do. And they're really wearing out their talent. They're keeping them very focused on a very specific segment, a very specific car line, a very specific area of that car line. And they're not well-rounded. And so that's really stifling their ability to have a long-term career. And I think they're starting to realize that more and more. And frankly, that's one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing. Our recruiters spend a lot of time coaching these technicians and helping them realize that, there's a bigger world that's out there, and there's a lot of independent repair shops who could really help their career blossom.
You're telling me that there's a lot of great tech stuck in a bad situation?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And even on the independent side, we try to avoid recruiting from other independents, because that's where we came from. We're independent repair shop owners ourselves. And so we try to avoid recruiting from that. But really, if we're being professionals and we're treating our employees the right way and giving them the opportunities for them to be able to grow, and we're not falling into the same trap, that dealerships or big box stores might be doing, where they're just kind of using this inventory, if you will, but really focusing on developing the people, really people don't have anything to worry about. And there's plenty of technicians that we've spoken with that are extremely happy, you know, with where they're at. And we ask them a lot of questions about that. And we try and understand why that is. So we can, as we're talking to shop owners, help them understand what makes a lot of these technicians very happy.
Brake jobs are a staple component of all successful shops, and getting the brake job right helps build a quality reputation for any shop. When the best is called for and stopping distance, rotor wear, and pad life are important to every shop and its customers, Wagner OEX brake pads are your only choice. Based on benchmark testing conducted by Link Engineering Company, Wagner OEX pads can stop a pickup, SUV, or CUV up to 50 feet sooner. Based on internal testing comparing new Wagner OEX to other Wagner offerings, the unique design of Wagner OEX increases pad life up to 2 times longer. The customized shape and slot design of each of the more than 114 SKUs creates a turbulent airflow that allows for cooler operation and improved stopping power for the vehicle on which it was designed. Wagner OEX cover 95% of the U.S. market of pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Wagner has the science behind stopping perfected. They conduct 13,000 critical tests each year, and as of today, have 258 issued patents with 68 patents pending. Wagner has earned their stripes. Now they want to earn yours. Install Wagner OEX, the customized brake pad that can stop your customer's truck up to 50 feet sooner. So you got two things going, the AutoCareCareer.com and the AutoTechCareer.com, which means you're really looking to place technicians and you're looking to bring technicians to the shop owner. So the shop owner would contract you and then the tech would. And when you think about shop owners today, what kind of human resource training or interviewing skills training have they ever gotten? And are you saying, hey, we can help you with that when you look to hire a
right.
tech?
Yeah, you know, when we're interviewing our shop owners, we also try to interview them about as if we were a technician, and we're trying to build a profile about that shop, and then we're also trying to do what we call our technician bullseye to find out exactly what that shop owner is looking for and trying to create that profile for the technician. But we're also acting on behalf of the technician to learn more about that shop, and so we ask a lot of questions about their hiring process, and we learn more about that. And, you know, unfortunately, the more we ask about that, the more we realize that a lot of shops out there, you know, don't have much in regards to a hiring process. You know, it's one interview, maybe a second follow-up interview, you know, kind of a handshake over the table, you know, and it's frankly something that, you know, again, has worked for a long time. But as technicians are getting more choosy and realizing that they're interviewing the shop just as much as they're being interviewed themselves, you know, we have to start changing our mindset a little bit and frankly, professionalizing the hiring process.
There sure is an art and a science to hiring and interviewing, I'll tell you. Hey, so the premise of your program is that shop owners just aren't used to pay for techs, and techs aren't used to being recruited. Do I have this right?
So for the shop owners, you know, the traditional methods have just seemed to be working for them for a long time. And as in our business, I mean, we did exactly the same thing.
But what's traditional? Wait a minute. What's traditional? Put an ad, like you said, in Craigslist, or put mm-hmm. the word out on the street and wait and wait and wait and wait. I can't imagine the downtime, the productivity loss, the customer service issues when you're waiting to find a tech. And right. I find this fascinating that they could pick up the phone or go on the site and say, hey, I'm looking, I need, I want, I'm ready, bring me a qualified candidate.
Right. Yeah, it really is something that we make as part of our process as we're building value for the shop owner and explaining what it is that we do and why we're unique as opposed to just some, you know, recruiting company that, you know, recruits all different types of talent. You know, what makes us unique? And why are we so good at being able to recruit technicians, you know, and service advisors? You know, what makes us unique? Outside of just our experience and us doing this and being in this business for a long time, you know, the other things that we're really looking at is really just the overall professionalism. You know, we call ourselves automotive professionals. And yet when we're talking to or recruiting technicians, you know, how are they coming to us? You know, walking in through a front door, asking for an application, you know, looking on Craigslist trying to find us. You know, and there's a lot of mixed success, you know, with those type of things, because those are technicians who are looking. When you look at other professions that are out there outside of our industry, doctors, lawyers, bankers, you name it, I don't know of any professionals that walk in through the front door and ask for an application or answer a Craigslist ad. And so that to me is pretty telling, that, you know, maybe there's a better way for us to be finding, you know, finding the right kind of talent. So yes, we can find people on Craigslist. There's no doubt about it. Indeed. I mean, there's a lot of websites that are out there, monster.com, you name it. But the question becomes is that the right talent for your shop?
But James, it seems that you're, and again, I've spent some time on the site, and I'd love you for you to fill in the blanks for me. Are you doing a better level of qualification, though? I mean, that person that has a resume up on Craigslist that comes in the door, as a shop owner, you've really got to drill down and find out the strength of that resume.
Right. Yeah, so this goes back to the where we're building value for our shop owners. You know, I used to spend, you know, I used to do a time study. And, you know, when I was managing our shop on a daily basis, and I look at how much time I was spending, you know, in personnel. And, you know, I have no issues with spending a lot of my time, 50% or more of my time, just working on internal personnel with our own organization. But then when I started looking down even deeper into the personnel that I was spending, how much of it was with outside people? People that I was recruiting, people that didn't even work for me. And I found out that more than half of that time was spent in the recruiting and interviewing. And so we just started developing a different process, you know, where we started screening people and using different tools to be able to do that. You know, one of the companies that we've partnered up with, you know, is Electude, you know, Electude.com. And, you know, a great organization. There's plenty of online training platforms that are out there. But what they've done is they've helped us actually develop an assessment. So now when we work with our technicians and we're interviewing them, you know, we can actually start, you know, having an assessment, and we can give that assessment to our shop owners. And so now it's not just, well, they have, you know, four ASCs and they've been in the business for 3 years. And I mean, I've never met this individual. They could be halfway across the country and I have no idea what their skill sets really look like. And so, you know, in our business, what we do is we do a lot of working interviews. So we can actually work together with them for a day or a half a day and really kind of see how, what their skill sets are. Well, it's hard to do that from a halfway across the country. So that's why we use different things like assessments, you know, in different platforms like that to help us really qualify these technicians. So really for the shop owner, now they're not spending their time trying to qualify people. They're really just trying to figure out the attitude, aptitude, and ethics of the individual. You know, we as shop owners don't even discuss financials with the person, because that usually comes to a point where it's like, you know, when you're working with a customer, if they walk in the door and they say, how much? You know, you already know where that relationship is going, and you've got to do something to change that relationship. It's the same thing when you're working with a shop owner or a technician. If the first question is, well, how much are you going to pay me? Or how much do you want? Well, that's the wrong way to start the conversation. What you need to do is find out, is this really the right individual, the right personality for my business? And that's a lot of what we try and help them figure out. And that's when they do have their interview with the candidate, that's what we want them focusing on, not on the financials. We already develop, you know what the criteria for the technician is, as well as the criteria of the shop owner. We know that ahead of time when we build the profiles for each side.
So what you're saying, depth of talent, look for a cultural fit, and look at the assessment to be sure that if you like the tech, the actual person is going to be able to do the job that they say they're going to do.
Correct.
Powerful stuff. Are shops always recruiting for talent? You mentioned, hey, 50% of my time was always looking for talent. What an investment of time. There's so many other things going on in a business. Do you find that your program is going to help a shop owner concentrate more on his business than on the recruitment side?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, this is something that, you know, we've developed since, you know, early on in our business. And, you know, we all of our best ideas we borrow from other people. And someone once told me, I believe it was Bob Cooper once told me, that we should always be recruiting, not always hiring. And so that's just something that's always been a mantra of mine, that anytime I run into a technician or anybody in this industry, you know, I'm always recruiting. And so even though we only started our recruiting company about a year ago, I mean, we've been, you know, practicing and working on this for a very long time. And that's one thing that I always encourage shop owners. You know, even if they're not utilizing our services, we should always be recruiting. You know, and it blows my mind when we call a shop owner and, you know, part of our training that we do, you know, with our recruiters and our salespeople is we have them cold call shops because there's a lot that they can learn as they go through the process of cold calling shops. And out of, you know, 10 shop owners, you'd be amazed that two or three of them will say, nope, I'm all set. I'm not looking. I'm great. I don't need any technicians. And to me, I'm thinking to myself, well, that might be the case today, but what about tomorrow or 6 months from now? You know, wouldn't it at least make sense to hear who's on the other end of the line or at least talk to them or at least have somebody in the bullpen? So you might have the starting pitcher and, you know, second string, but don't you want other people in the bullpen? And I think that's another thing that we're really trying to help our shop owners with is realizing that you need to have as deep of a bench as you possibly can because there will come a point in time in everybody's market, no matter how big or small your market is, where you're going to have a very hard time finding technicians. It's just a matter of fact.
No doubt there's early adopters to anything and there's naysayers to it. And since this is so new, why would somebody say, I'm not interested, right? You're getting a lot of that.
You know, again, it's only about 20 or 30% of the time. And I just, every time we do it, we just, you know, teach our folks to just brush it off and move on because there's plenty of people out there who want our help and who are very interested and they get it right away. You know, they hear what we have to offer and they just completely get it. So that's where it's an encouraging. But again, you know, for any listeners that are out there, I just encourage all of them to really focus on you always should be recruiting always for your business.
And based on your experience, always recruiting, even if you're confident, you know, a couple million dollar business and you think you're happy, your retention's good, you're going to experience a problem with a tech. And is it because the tech decided to move on or you're growing? So there's a lot of opportunities to want to actually be hiring.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we've created a real niche for ourselves with, you know, with our business owners is that, you know, we're not looking to just replace that person that, you know, they have a void for right now, which they're urgent. They have an urgency. You know, we're really trying to develop relationships with them. So this is not something that they even have to really focus too much on. And so we're always recruiting for them on their behalf because a lot of shop owners don't take as much enthusiasm in the recruiting process as I have. You know, and so they like the fact that, you know, we're the ones who are out there recruiting for them. And so when they have a need or as they're growing their business, you know, we're not waiting 1, 3, 5 weeks. So, you know, I've heard shop owners contact us. And, you know, one of the questions we always ask is, how long have you been looking? And I've had a customer client say to us, you know, 6 months. Well, you know, one of the things that we do when we're building value is we show them their ROI, you know, and their investment in working together with us. And, you know, in the course of 1 week, you know, one A technician, you know, could be able to generate anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000, depending on your market, your labor rate, and things like that. And, you know, but they can generate an incredible amount of sales in the course of 1 week. Depending on the profitability of the business, you know, that could be anywhere from $500 to $1,500 a week of net profit per technician. So for the shops that are out there that say, I've got more work than I can possibly handle because I don't have enough technicians to be able to do the work, you know, all we have to do is show them the return of investment that, you know, you're losing out on, you know, potentially $1,000 a week. And then all of a sudden, you know, it starts to click to them, you know, to help them realize that, you know, they can sit on this and think about it for 4 weeks, but they just lost another $4,000 of opportunity.
You know that 70% of professional technicians install Moog? Do you know who is best in class in engineering R&D? Do you know who holds 47 patents and has 28 dedicated engineers on staff? Yeah, Moog. You should know that 85% of Moog socket-style components are manufactured in North America, and that makes Moog best in class for manufacturing. And since 1966, every NASCAR championship has been won on Moog parts. But you knew that. I know why you install Moog. They solve your problems. Over the years, Moog has provided problem-solving innovations like a patented pressed-in cover plate, powdered metal gusher bearing technology, compression-loaded ball joints with a pre-installed integral dust boot, and vertical control arm bushings. You know why you install Moog. Enhanced durability, improved performance, and ease of installation. For more information, go to moogparts.com. Now you know. Is the ROI standard for everyone, or just depends on what their rates of pay and their volume is?
Well, part of when we're doing the interview of the shop owner and we're creating the profile for them, we actually put together and we ask some specific questions related to their company.
Okay.
So we're finding out their average repair order, you know, what their parts to labor ratio are. So we're asking all these things. So our ROI calculator actually is calculating it for their shop. And so that way we can clearly say that, hey, in the course of, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks, you know, your investment with us, you know, is paid off, you know, with this individual working for you.
Anything on an average that you could share?
Yeah, I would say between 5 and 7. Between 5 and 7 weeks is the typical average for the ROI that we're seeing. You know, we have a very simple flat scale for how we charge our customers depending on the skill set of the technician, like an A, B, and a C technician. And so we're not charging like most recruiting companies where they charge a percentage of like the first year salary. And the percentages out there are staggering. You know, when I started getting into this and I interviewed and I was working with recruiting companies, and we have hired technicians from recruiting companies before we started our own company. The average, believe it or not, Carm, is between 20 and 30% of first year salary.
Mm.
And even though I'm a big believer, obviously, now in the recruiting concept, I still have a hard time wrapping my head around paying a fee of $15,000, you know, for a technician.
Yeah, you know, you're right. A typical shop owner today, even a high-end, high profit, would probably find that pretty difficult.
You know, they do. But again, I think it's a mindset, you know, and that's part of why we change our pricing, where we're closer to, you know, 10% or less. But, you know, I think it's a mindset, too, because when you think about from a shop owner standpoint, if the technicians or the shop foreman or the owner in the shop say, you know, we really need this tool, we really need this tire machine, and I can see the ROI of this tire machine or this alignment rack, and I know it's going to pay itself off, and whether that's $5,000 or $25,000, I know what my ROI is. You know, most shop owners would not blink and think twice about whether they should make that investment because they know there's an immediate ROI. And yet here we are with our technicians. Talk about the most immediate ROI you can possibly have. You know, without having, you know, without the labor hours converting them into dollar sales, you know, what kind of business do we have? So it's an immediate ROI.
James, I'm sitting down with you face to face or on the phone, and I'm asking you to find me a technician. In the back of my mind, do I think you're also recruiting my technicians to go into your pool? How do you make me feel comfortable?
Sure. Well, who is our customer? You know, that's really who the question becomes. The people that we're helping is shop owners and technicians. But the one who is paying for our services is the shop owner. Technicians, it costs them nothing to be part of our organization, to fill out a profile, and to be, you know, to work together with us. You know, whether we spend 15 minutes with them or 3 hours with them, giving them career advice and things like that, there's no cost to the technician. So that's something that's a really important element, because our customers are the shop owners. And so we're obviously very focused in helping those shop owners. And of course, we're not going to do anything to try and damage that relationship. You know, but I think it also goes back to what we discussed earlier, that the professionalism of our shops. You know, shop owners, we've got to step it up. And I'm talking to myself and my business partner as well on this. That we have to step up our game, because we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of what's coming down the pipeline as the supply-demand, you know, equation continues to fluctuate and change in, unfortunately, the wrong direction. And so I think it's absolutely fundamental, and it's great, and as I've heard of so many of your previous episodes, where some people are doing incredible things to bring new talent into this industry. And that's something that we're encouraging. You know, we're very much a part of that as well. And we're excited about that and helping those people as they're coming into this industry and getting them excited. But we also have to look at the attrition. Just like we look at the attrition of our customer database, we have to look at our attrition of our technicians leaving our industry. And we all know what happened in 2007 through 2010 and how many technicians left our industry. And I wish I had a statistic on this, Carm, but I wonder how many of those actually came back. And my guess is pretty low.
So you're feeling that this can go a long way for retention, because you're bringing a technician almost like a career counselor program where they could stay in, be engaged, find a pathway to gainful employment, yet the assessments that say, hey, yes, I'm ASE certified, but look at all the other assessments that I have that have come right from your company.
Yeah, correct. And that's exactly why we partnered up with Electude, because what that's creating for them is it's not just a training platform. You know, it is actually a platform that I call it, my own little term is, it's a digital technician resume.
Okay.
So it's a digital technician resume that stays with them, you know, forever. And so they pass all these different modules and these classes and things like this. When they sit down with an interview with a shop owner and they say, you know, here's all my ASCs, here's my experience, but here's all the different modules and the things that I've created an expertise in, you know, for a shop owner, when I see that, I mean, it's really impressive. And so that's something that stays with them. And again, getting those technicians to think more about this as a long-term career. And that's going to help those shop owners as well. Because if these people, of our technicians out there, are not looking at this as a career, and they're just looking at this as a job, you know, it's not just the shop owner trying to recruit them and retain them. It's our industry. You know, we need to work together to retain this talent. And so, you know, what is being done right now to retain the 40, 50, and 60-year-old technicians out there?
A perfect next question. You're a shop owner. You're with AutoCare Career and AutoTechCareer.com. Give me what you believe would be a couple of real key retention tactics that need to be done for technicians inside shops.
Well, you know, there's a lot of them, but you know, I think that you know some of your previous episodes and your guests on the show have done a really fantastic job, you know, outlining a lot of great ways to do that. So I'll probably borrow from some of them, but you know, what we do in our shops is we really just put them first. You know, and that, I'm not just talking about technicians. I'm talking about all of our staff. You know, I look at myself as not their boss. I look at them as their resource. And so I'm their resource for their career, for what tools they need to get their job done that day, for bringing the car count in. You know, I'm the resource for them. And so that's the way I look at myself as a business owner, as opposed to, you know, I'm just the guy, I'm the boss, I'm the man who's, you know, telling them what to do every day. So we really try and treat them like true professionals. Give them a process, give them the tools and the resources they need to work with, and then let them be who they are and let them enjoy what it is that they do. Because if people enjoy and are passionate about this business and your business, I mean, we don't have to worry about retention.
James, do you see this becoming an important industry tool, and is this scalable beyond where you've started?
That's a great question. I think that, you know, we started this out again as just humble beginnings, focusing on our own individual, our own business needs. And I have to give a little bit of blame and a little bit of credit to you, Carm, because it was listening to your show that really started opening up my eyes, that realized that this is not just a regional issue here in Michigan. You know, this is a nationwide crisis with the technician shortage. And that really helped open up our eyes. And so, you know, so we appreciate that, you helping us realize that. And of course, every article we started reading, whether it was in Ratchet and Wrench, I mean, you know, online, every article that we're reading about, you know, has to deal with this. And we were seeing very little solutions, especially on the recruiting side of things. And from a scalability standpoint, I really do think it's very scalable, and we built an infrastructure where we can help people in different parts of the country now.
James, on the website, you've got a survey, and it asks this of techs: what's currently the most important aspect of your career? And you give some options: compensation, training, career development, location, travel, quality of life. What's selected the most by the people who visit your site?
Yeah, you know what? We love that question. We love that survey, and we love the answers that we get. You know, of course, all of us, just like when we're chatting with a customer and we ask similar questions to them, we always think it's about price. So we always think for technicians it's about compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, less than 20% answer compensation. Almost always, it's quality of life.
Wow. And when you dig in further, what are they really saying? Is it the how much they enjoy what they're currently doing?
Well, I wish that was the case. I think it's them saying they want to enjoy what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the people, when they're chatting with us about that, or they're going onto our website and they're putting that information, it usually is telling us right there that their quality of life isn't where they want it to be.
Okay, I'm a tech. I go to autotechcareer.com, and I end up talking to you or one of your people. What are they saying on the other end of the phone? Are they saying, "Wow, this is really something. I never knew this existed. This is something brand new. I feel like you're a sports agent for me." Oh, what do you hear? What's the feedback?
Yeah. No, that's funny that you use that analogy, because, you know, that's something that we actually train our recruiters to talk about, because that's something that I think technicians understand is like the sports agent concept. Is that, you know, I mean, what makes more sense to you as a technician? Walking through the front door with, you know, 8 ASCs and, you know, 20 years in the business and walking through the front door and asking for an application, or somebody walking you through the side door or the back door and introducing you and saying, "I have a guy, this is who he is, and if you'd like to speak with him, you know, he's interested in speaking with you." I mean, it just changes the dynamic tremendously, and technicians absolutely love it. I mean, technicians, it takes absolutely no effort to convince a technician that we can help them, because they get it right away and they're very excited about it. I love speaking with the technicians because they're just enthusiastic about what we're doing, because frankly, unfortunately, it kind of speaks to us shop owners, is that we haven't obviously done a good enough job focusing on them and focusing on their career. And so they're hungry for it.
And so finally, the shop owner's experience with you, what are they saying about the process and what your company can do for them?
Well, I think they're really, you know, it's an education. So we're educating them about the entire process, you know, and we use the analogy of like matchmaking, like match.com. You know, as we're building a profile for them, I'm building a profile for the technicians, and we're really, again, just going back and trying to find the right fit. And when we find that right fit for these shop owners, I'll tell you what, it's fantastic. They've, you know, some of the feedback that we get is during the interview process, you know, they are just more relaxed than they've ever been in the interview process, because they're not talking about the things that they really don't enjoy talking about. Money. They don't want to talk about just the money with the technician. And so they can really start, you know, narrowing down into the focusing of, do I like this individual? Do I think that they're going to be the right fit for our company? And if you think about it from a conversational part, you know, it's a much more natural kind of conversation for somebody to have. And so I think that part of it is one of the highlights that I hear a lot from shop owners.
Culture is huge in companies, and you can bring in a new individual no matter at what level of the organization and disrupt it if you aren't hiring for culture. What part of your process considers the cultural fit?
Right. One of the things that we do in our process is that we ask the shop owner to actually rate their current team on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being this is the best group of fellows and gals that I've ever had, most skill sets, just incredible people to work with, all the way down to 1, I need to start all over again. and, you know, and the average comes into what we would probably expect of around a 7. But what that tells us is that there's opportunity. There's opportunity that says, you know, maybe the culture isn't what they want it to be in the shop that they have. So we really try and dig into that and figure out what is that. Because the last thing we want to do is take a technician that really has incredible amount of potential and put them into a bad situation. So again, these are questions that technicians typically aren't asking in their interview process. We're asking this kind of information ahead of time, and we're really narrowing down to find out what's going on. Part of the reason that I try and avoid being on the phone call with a lot of these shop owners is because as a fellow shop owner, I can't help but want to dig into the problems and what's going on with the shop and how can I help them. And we end up spending more time talking about their business than we do about, you know, technicians and being able to help them with the recruiting. But it's fun. I really enjoy that part of it.
Well, thanks so much, James Snyder from AutoCareCareer.com and AutoTechCareer.com. You know, I always ask every one of my guests for some great words to live by. James, it's your turn. Give us some great words to live by.
Well, Carm, you know, my wife of 13 years and I, we run a small nonprofit out of our home, and we call it a family. And, you know, I've got a team of 4 boys and 1 girl. And, you know, and it's funny because I'm always looking for ways that, you know, I can be a better leader, you know, in helping them out. And You know, funny thing is I saw something on LinkedIn the other day, and it was a friend of mine had taken a picture of a whiteboard in their office, and somebody had obviously written about this, and it was some team leading type of event they were doing in their office, and it said, you know, 10 things that require no talent.
Right.
And it just really hit me. I was like, you know, this is a great one. And so what I did is I sat down over the weekend with my boys, and we developed them into I wills. And so we took those 10 I wills, and we just kind of developed into our little mantra, and I had all the boys, you know, memorize these. So I'm just going to rattle off all 10 real quick for you, and hopefully there's some you know, good insights in here. Number one is I will be prepared. Number two, I will be on time. Number three, I will choose to have a great attitude. I'll use positive body language. Big one for my kids, I will eat, drink, and rest properly, so I have lots of energy, which they do have a lot of. I will just demonstrate a strong work ethic. I will be coachable. I'll have passion for what I am doing. I will give my very best effort. And lastly, I will always do extra from what I was asked.
They'll never forget that moment, Dad.
Well, I had them all memorize it, and I put it on YouTube. So now I've got it, so they won't ever forget it.
Hey, James, thanks for being on.
My pleasure, Carm. Take care.
Hey, guys and gals, great interview, huh? Yeah, I knew you'd agree. And thanks so much for listening to James Snyder of AutoTechCareer.com and AutoCareCareer.com. Now, remember to go to the show notes page. It is easy. The episode is 138. So just add /E138 to my website URL, and you go immediately to the show notes. Here it is, remarkableresults.biz/E138, and you get the show notes. There you will find additional information on James Snyder and his technician recruitment and hiring company, along with the links to the sites. Hey, as a loyal listener, you need to get signed up for the Insider Newsletter. And it's as easy as typing in remarkableresults.biz/insider. Hey, I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Your help is needed to unite our industry, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.